Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It has been a while since I screamed at the top of my lungs about HOAs. Who hates them? Hack doesn't even have one.
Yeah, and the more I was thinking about it, I kind of like HOAs,
Wait, you don't have one?
Can you imagine?
I don't have one.
I've never been to your house, but...
No, it's a neighborhood that should have one. You would assume that they had one.
What? Yeah. Nobody's...
They trust us.
But is it everybody just... being trustworthy?
No.
Wait, I'm so confused, though, because you just got your house repainted.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't you have to... You couldn't pick pink?
No, we couldn't, but that's more, I think, because we're a conjoined house. We're a duplex, whatever.
So if you got...
Conjoined feels a little...
We're waiting on the surgery.
So if you got approval from your neighbor to paint it pink, could you?
I don't know. I don't know. That's
because if there's a palette of colors that are approved... That implies HOA.
But you don't pay dues?
No, no dues. There was like a covenant. I think we kind of agreed like nothing crazy. And then that was it.
Maybe there might be a little bit of a ruling force there.
But
so I grew up in like my parents' house was built in like the 60s or whatever. And they were all just kind of cookie cutter. They all looked the same. And then time goes on. And then like one of your neighbors moves in from Minnesota. And they're like, I love the Vikings. And they painted their house purple. And they painted their garage with the horn and the whole thing. And guess what you can do about it?
With the horn.
The horn from the Vikings
helmet.
The porn.
That's what I heard.
I feel like that's illegal.
Yeah. No, but like there's nothing you can do about it. So then when I moved into an HOA neighborhood, I'm like, oh my God, we're never going to have a purple house. This is amazing.
Right.
And then you go out and mow your front yard. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to carry the 50-gallon bag of lawn trimmings, drag it all the way up and throw it in your trash can. So I brought my trash can out front. I threw the bag in there and then I walked the mower around back, finished or whatever. And when I got back, one of my neighbors went, yeah, they drove by and took a picture of your trash can. I'm like, what? It was out there for five minutes.
Gosh.
4 days later, in the note, $75 fine. I'm like, it was outside for...
I was working on the yard. I was using it.
Yes.
But
it's not a trash day.
An HOA at my last place, and I loved it.
Oh my God. You don't.
They like shoveled the snow and.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a yard?
No, it was like a patio. So I didn't have to deal with
You were in more of a condo?
It was like townhomes.
Okay. So then you have common areas that you need an HOA to do the maintenance for?
Yeah, we had a pool.
So I was going to say, like, all that. House, whatever.
Benefits. Great benefits.
Mm. Oh, great.
Yeah,
when it's a house, it's different.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
We don't have a pool. That could be why. We don't have a neighborhood pool. Yep. It's a big
mix. You should.
But I have positive, because the more I was thinking about this, when I was a kid growing up, we had an HOA in our neighborhood, my parents' neighborhood.
Okay.
And I used to mow. There was an empty lot and a ditch out front, and I would mow it for the HOA, and I overcharged them so much, and I made so much money.
This is exactly what I'm talking about.
They have so much money, dude. They have so much money.
We pay in a certain amount of dues.
I don't know where they get it, but it's so much money.
It's the dues.
Yeah. It makes me so mad. I think he's doing it on purpose to get under my skin.
It's just blowing it, you know? They'll give it to any old kid.
They literally do. every I pay in, I have to pay into like the reunion HOA, and then I have to pay into a separate one for just behind the gate at reunion. And that one's like a monthly huge amount, and the other one's like a quarterly decent amount. Mm. And magically, at the end of every year, when there was four houses, they spent all the money. Now that there's 70 some houses in there, they somehow, at the end of the year, all of it, all is gone. We're paying this guy so much to mow this one empty lot. Like, they make all the money disappear every year. It's the most crooked racket.
Yeah, but he does come and mow with his shirt off.
No, so. You guys, it makes me, like, they will have a beef ball with a guy. Oh, he's, guy's putting a flag out. You know, you have to get your flag approved. I'm like, that guy's a Vietnam veteran, man. You got to let him, like, you're,
yeah.
I'm not going to go tell that guy to take his flag down. They told him to take his flag down.
What?
Yes.
You should have a conversation with my fiance.
Okay.
He hates HOAs with such a passion, but he has reason. So he bought a place, and we lived in Salt Lake, and he had bought a place, and the HOA was like $200.
Okay.
By the time he went to sell it 2 years later, the HOA is like $450. Yes. And every single unit has begun to have a cockroach problem. And they are demanding that every unit, like twice in 3 months, gets like a spray to come in.
No.
And they have to pay for it themselves.
No.
So
no.
He's like,
the what's the $400 going for?
Right. Where's my $450 going? And the people who are downstairs, who are disgusting, he's like, I've seen inside some of their places when like the doors are open and they're nasty. And he's like, I keep my place clean. Sorry.
Yeah. They can just raise the amount though every year.
Yes. I didn't know.
You're not locked in at all. No. Would you have any say in that?
No. Oh,
yes.
None.
Yes. You
they
do.
Sold
you
it.
Have to go to the nerd ball meeting. And I never go to the nerd ball meeting.
But they sold his HOA to a different HOA.
Ours has been sold 100 times.
Boom. Up to $450 immediately.
Yes. Yes.
It's conspiracy.
I don't have a 401k, but I'm doing very well in HOA investments.
Dude, here's the thing. If you want to mouth off about your HOA, we can VD you if you want.
Voice disguise.
Because, dude, I'm sorry. I don't throw this around lightly. They are the Gestapo.
But sometimes they're nice because you have a pool.
They do a good thing with the pool, and they keep your neighbor from having a Viking or porn on their garage.
Right.
But like, they're also crazy people. We call it HOA Horrors. We want to hear yours. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
My brother-in-law has been in a fight with his HOA for at least a year.
Oh, no.
Because every house has to have some sort of tree in the front.
Yep.
And
what if the tree dies?
I'm going to tell you a story about that. Here in a second.
Yeah, that's the thing. And currently he has a fruit-bearing tree. It's a crab apple tree. And he said, my friends, they have Palisade peach trees. He gave me one. Can I just replace one fruit-bearing tree with another fruit-bearing tree?
No.
And they said no. He's like, it's...
No. It's because it's not on their approved list of trees.
But there are other people up the street who have peach trees and I think maybe plum trees.
And who wants crab apple?
Nobody. Exactly.
Nobody.
No,
just the squirrels. It just attracts squirrels.
We will share the peaches with the community.
They're crazy.
They're Palisade peaches.
But they're not technically, if they're not in Palisade, but sure.
But it's a tree from there.
Yeah. I had a tree that I called tree. And it was one of those March snowstorms where the trees have come out.
Okay.
And so the leaves are out.
Ooh.
And then the heavy snow and it goes.
Oh.
Yeah. Snap the tree in half. Lost the tree. It's a gorgeous tree. And I'm like, oh no. I get a thing from the HOA. Hey, tree's dead. I'm like, I know. This happened. Here's the thing.
They just died.
Paid some people, came, dug the tree out, put another flowering tree in there, exact same kind, whatever. Got the second fine. You didn't ask for approval to plant a tree. I'm like, you told me to plant a tree.
The tree was already there.
Right. They're like, yeah, but you needed to approve the tree. I'm like, but I put the same kind of tree. Yeah, but you still need to ask.
Oh, that makes me angry.
Now it's just a humiliation ritual 100%. At this point.
They're like, you don't know that tree's still on the list. And it's like, is it? Yeah. I'm like, are we done? But you still didn't ask.
Oh my God. Like, you're not 12
they're
old.
The Gestapo.
This is your home.
You guys, it's the nerds from high school. And they're comebacking. They're here.
There weren't HOAs.
No, we'd be
What
porn.
Would we be talking about right now?
Porn.
Oh my gosh.
On your garage door. Yeah.
Be a more lively neighborhood.
All right, so if you have an HOA horror, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I want to apologize. I'm sorry. I get worked up.
Mm-hmm.
When I think about the HOAs.
Get a text from your HOA or something?
Yeah. I would like to say that, Russ, you're great. You were a great president, and we think you're awesome. They just had their meeting a couple days ago.
You should hear this text that we just got.
Oh, I'm nervous.
Okay.
As someone who worked in property management for many years, let me tell you, most HOAs operate outside the law. Don't ever trust your HOA, how great the benefits seem.
Outside the law?
I'm sorry. Ooh. It legitimately is.
I don't even know what that means.
Can we just clarification texter?
Yeah, right?
They're so punitive. It's crazy. Like, I watched them walk by my buddy Josh's house, who had just planted some new yellow flowers, and they stopped, walked up to him, took pictures, did the Google search to the name. It's like, are they pretty flowers? Does his landscape look good?
Yeah. Does it matter? They're taking care of their yard.
Oh, my God. You are so lucky, Tia.
Yeah, I can never move.
Cheryl?
Yay!
HOA horrors. What happened?
I used to be the HOA president.
I'm sorry, we got to let you go.
No, tell us more.
I went to one of the meetings. I went to a nerd meeting because I was pissed. And,
Became the president?
I ended up becoming the president because I was complaining without solutions. And they're like, well, here. And next thing I know, I'm the president of the board.
And did you become one of them? Did you become one of the part of the problem?
Absolutely not. My best story is when I went out. I was out in the courtyard playing with all the kids. There were tons of kids in our courtyard, and they had a boomerang, and it went into somebody's backyard. And the lady wouldn't let the kids in the backyard. She said, no, I'm sleeping. It's like 5 o'clock in the evening, and the backyards were HOA property. So, I helped the kid climb the fence into the backyard to get the boomerang. And he came back over, and she started yelling at me. And she said, I'm calling the HOA president. And I was like, you go ahead and you do that there, honey. You do that. And so then she called the HOA president. And I said, well, I told you, you should have let him get it.
Oh!
I want you to be my HOA.
Yeah, you too. Yeah. I want to be friends with you. You infiltrated the system.
Yeah. I love that.
Oh, my God.
Yes. If you don't like it, go. Go to your meeting.
No,
go.
I just missed it. And I'm not. I can't
Raise
do it.
Slacker, come on.
No, I can't.
The president. So
I have to leave early to go wear my hat or whatever.
What?
And a sash.
What?
I moved the meetings from two-hour sessions to 15-minute meetings.
Oh, my God. I'm in love with her.
Yeah. Queen.
All right. Thank you, Cheryl. Is she not the greatest human?
She is.
Sally?
Yay.
HOA horror. What happened?
We live in townhomes, and our HOA let our insurance lapse. So we had to pay, we had to split it amongst us, but we had to pay $60,000. It was like a $5,000 per unit.
What?
Why is that
what?
Not just like...
That's their problem.
Yeah, but then...
No, I know that. No,
it is crazy. They can do things where they go, oh, we need more money. And then it's like an assessment.
Yes.
And you just have to pay it.
You don't have a choice.
Mm. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Did you move?
Yeah. No, I didn't move. I mean, what am I going to do? Sell my place and find a place for more expensive?
Right. Because it's going to be way more expensive.
Did you become the HOA president?
We found that's the way to get it done. Wow. Thank you.
Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah, you bet.
Helen?
Yay.
HOA horror. What happened?
I want to move. So our HOA decided that they wanted everyone to have matching mailboxes. And so they, like, they have so much time on their hands. So they decided that they, the, what it was going to look like, the company that we had to go through, and it was going to cost $500. They wanted it to be black with this gold trim. So my husband and I just spray painted it, and I thought it looked pretty darn good, but we realized it.
Did what? And we... No. You tried to do it yourself?
No, you can't. No, you're not allowed to do that.
Yes, and now we've been fined.
Yeah, no, of course you've been fined. You didn't.
And you're going to have to buy the $500 yeah. mailbox. You,
yeah.
No. And you put money into the supplies.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're being rude.
I hate the HOA, as you know, as much as anybody does, but that one's on... It is ridiculous that they can demand.
Right, like, shouldn't they have to pay for it then? You already are paying dues every month.
I know. But they just make a decision, like, here's how you counteract it. You have to take that Monday night out of your schedule and go to the meeting, and when they're all in favor for the stupid black mailbox with the gold trim, you're like, no.
Right.
No. But only the nerds are at the meeting.
Right.
Yeah, you'd have to meet your neighbors.
Yeah. Who wants to do that?
Gross.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Helen. Margaret?
Yay.
HOA horror. What happened?
Oh, boy, yes. So I had a dent in my garage. Ooh. And, yes.
Did you hit
so
it?
The HOA...
Okay, well, I think you're skipping your skipping part dent? Of the story. But what? Well, okay.
You know, yes, gardening tools and a bang in the side. You know, things that happen when you don't realize. And... they fined me, and then I replaced it, and it was a shade off from the required color. One shade.
That's not an approved color, though.
I know.
Which we already say when you repaint, it's
no, but we've already talked about it.
Wears.
Yeah.
The class monitor, the hall monitor, like, they walk around with paint swatches and hold them next to your house. I've caught them at my house, and I go outside, and I'm like, can I help you?
It always looks different.
Yeah, because of sun and rain
and dirt.
There, yeah, I'm like, oh my goodness.
Fire? I don't know.
Hey, can we stop?
No.
Okay, so then they find you again.
Yep.
Okay.
They find me again.
Did you have to get a new...
You just got to paint it. Oh. You got to paint over it.
So much money.
I know, it's not...
And time and effort. And I'm like, oh my goodness.
Is the fine for the wrong paint color more than the fine for the dent? Like, were you better off to just keep the dent and keep paying? Then, like, now you've replaced your garage, or you painted it, now you got to paint it again and pay more fines. It's just like, I should have just left it.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Pretty much.
No.
That's also, what? But it's confused how Beth got there.
Yeah.
No, she, okay.
Mistake after mistake, but also like,
but you know, if you don't.
Requirements.
We've talked about this. If you don't comply, they can take your house. What? And I know that sounds absurd, but yes.
Where are they going to take it?
That was a good one. That was a good one.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.